This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Together, we'll take over the world. How about that, ladies? You ready for that? It's the DJV program. Jennifer, you want to take over the world, yes or no?
Of course.
Be just like the Chinese. Let's take over the world. Can you imagine what
I
headaches?
I have an evil plan and a cat. I'm ready.
Dr. Evil! All set, then. That's good.
Buddy's
how is your
ball.
Pinky?
Yeah, what is she it? Is, what? By the way. She's the one who converted me.
What about the pinky? Do you use the pinky with your cat?
Oh, of course. Right. Well, I mean, that sounds gross. But no, I use my pinky like to go, ooh, evil, like that.
Evil. All right, there's a doctor. But then it could be masculine. Dr. Evil could be masculine or feminine then, under the circumstances. So there's Jennifer Warren getting ready for Halloween. Victoria Keelan is here. She doesn't have a cat. She's got a couple of dogs. I don't know what we do with them. We'll have to come up with a different movie idea for you, Victoria. See, what would be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, boy. I've never even seen that.
I don't know. Well, who wants to see stuff like that? What's the matter with people?
A lot of people like horror stuff. It's not my thing.
No, not mine either. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer seems to be the one who follows. Well, Victoria does a good job of it as well. I attest to not being interested, not watching. People say to me, that's pretty arrogant. Isn't it your job to watch those debates and to be invested in what the two candidates are saying? And I say, no, not really. That's up to somebody else who really cares, because I don't, at this point in time, I'm not even really sure. We're on a trajectory that may not be really influenced that much by either one of these people or by their surrogates. And so, at any rate, it really needs to be about you and whether you have a sense of belonging here. Do you have a sense of responsibility? Do you have a sense of knowledge? Do you have a sense of being even when it comes to how this country operates and what it does? Do you think about other people or do you just think about yourself? This is good for me. This guy is good for me. Okay, so that may be, but is he good for other people and other things? And that's something to wrestle with a little bit as we move into that focus on the debate tonight. Jennifer, are you all excited? Wowie zowie, the two of them together again.
I know, I can't wait. I'm watching. I'm actually working tonight, so I will be giving a commentary as well. So I have to pay extra close attention. Thankfully, the World Series heard my plight, and they decided to give the Dodgers tonight off, so that's exciting.
You're going to be there, rah, rah,
Let's
rah.
Let's not talk
Trump
about it.
You're gonna be
oh, they
rah,
didn't win
rah.
Last night? Oh,
they
no.
They did not win last night.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. I'm rooting for them.
I know. You've got your hat, so I know. Yes. I know. You're not rubbing it in. You're not like, Doug, who won last night?
Dodgers.
So, no World Series. World Series tied, a game apiece. No World Series tonight. Tonight, presidential debate number 3, which is number 2. But still number 3. The moderator is NBC's Kristen Welker. And so here's some clarification on the rules. We've heard a lot about the mute button, right? And so people are wondering what impacts. Some people cheer the mute button. Some people go, they better not use it too heavy-handedly. So here's how it's going to work. The debate is divided into 6 15-minute segments. So it's going to be an hour and a half. There are 6 main topic areas. And the way it'll start is that each person, I would imagine, they take turns at who goes first. But
who's on first? Let's go back to the baseball analogy.
The topic is exactly right. When the topic is introduced by the moderator, then let's just say President Trump gets his 2 minutes to answer without being interrupted by Joe Biden. Joe Biden's microphone will be muted during President Trump's 2-minute answer. Then Joe Biden gets 2 minutes uninterrupted. President Trump's mic is muted during that initial questioning. But from what the debate commission has said, that's where the mute button will end. So it's only in the first question for each segment that the mute button will be in play. Then, for the rest of that 15-minute topic, the candidates will be free to go back and forth about
these issues. It's like being in a sandbox with a bunch of children.
Well, I mean, it's the rules, basically. This is how they're setting it up.
I'm saying the way they act is childish. That's what I'm saying. Not the fact you need a mute button in first grade, for God's sakes. You
know,
can't control yourself.
Things to watch out for in this debate. President Trump's campaign had asked to include some foreign policy topics. The debate commission said that they'd throw in a few of those questions under certain other headers, but we'll see if the president talks about some of his foreign policy accomplishments. There's a lot of daylight between
his pal Putin.
Or Middle East peace agreements, or moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
Hold on just a second.
Real stuff.
Right. Okay. So there are some things, and maybe we spend a minute or two talking about both of these people, not from the perspective that their campaigns have on each other, but just thinking in terms of, back to what I said a few minutes ago about historical perspective, what has Trump done that really is good? And then we'll have the mute button on Victoria. And then I want to talk about Biden.
I don't need a mute button. Honestly, Doug, I don't need a mute button because I just don't care anymore. I'm so over it. I'm so exhausted from all this.
You mean you're like me? You've just had enough.
I've cast my vote. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I don't care what Trump says and does. I really don't. I'm at the point where it's just, I've reached my absolute saturation, and I can't absorb anymore.
It's over. There's sort of a part of that what you just said that is so applicable because we overdo this. We overdo it. The rest of the world laughs at us because 5 minutes after the election is over, some idiot on TV or in some op-ed piece is going to say, well, this is Kamala Harris will be the best next president of the United States, and let's see who else is going to run.
Yeah, look at when
for
our election cycle started this
time. Oh, my God.
I mean, it started before even inauguration day.
It's so much. We have
family,
friends.
So are we contributing to it here? Or do we make it?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of other things we could be talking about. I mean, we were talking last night. We had a group, like a family Zoom call last night, and we have friends who have already voted for Trump, and they're just as exhausted from it. You know, it's just I don't think that this is not unique to one party. This is just, and I know for Jen this is like a sport, but for other people, and I don't know how you even have the stamina, Jen, honestly, to keep up with all of this plus your other jobs and everything. But it's just for other regular people who are not as well conditioned, I think we're just done. We're tapping out.
I feel like it really matters this time around, and it's more than it goes so
matters.
Much. Yeah, but it goes so much more beyond Trump and Biden, and there's so many other things that play, whether people want to acknowledge those things at play or not. I guess that's up to your own political perspective. But I feel like, at least just coming from my side of the aisle, and this is where I know you guys maybe disagree with me, but I feel like Trump is a retainer wall to some of the really far, far, far leftist ideas that are being percolated and being thrown at the country and have been for the last several decades, that they've been infiltrated into academia and into our local DAs and our local city councils and our local government offices, that I feel like it's critical that if we care about the core of what the country was founded on, we can get better. I mean, there's
Do you think it's
going to
be better with Trump tweeting and making fun of people and having the anecdotal stuff?
I think that what Trump's actions have done to protect what our republic stands for is way more important to me than any tweet that he's ever sent. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly where I come from. And this is something that Dennis Prager said the other day. If you're voting because of the way someone makes you feel, you're a narcissist. You should be voting for the opposite. You should be voting for the output of what the person has done.
Yeah, and that's, I don't agree with that.
That's
at all.
The truth.
Yeah, nah, it's not. Well, it may be your truth. That's okay. I don't even disagree with
him. I agree with him on that. Truth. When it becomes so personal just about how you're feeling, well, who cares how you're feeling? What is
I said at the beginning.
Better or
I said
worse.
The same thing.
Well, that's
thing
how
I do
say that to people who aren't voting. Oh, I'm not inspired by either one of them. Okay, well, suck it up, put on a helmet, and welcome to adulting. You have to make difficult choices. And it's not about, and I agree with you, Jen, it's not about how you feel. It's about the things that you support and things that are important to you.
Right.
Policies that are important to you. And the people who you love, who those negative policies or positive policies will affect. So it's not about how you feel, because if we all voted on how we feel, then there are a lot of people who are saying, like a lot of, Bernie supporters and younger Gen Z people who are voting for the first time, or people in their early 20s who just are whining about, I'm not inspired. Well, it's not their job to inspire you. It's your job to figure out who's going to be best for what you want in the future. I'm seeing so many people whining online constantly. It's just, it's annoying.
Well,
the whole thing's
we've created a whole subculture in terms of that, back to what Trump does with his social media stuff and some, in other ways, some of the things that he says about people. It's not, it doesn't make me comfortable, and I want to be comfortable with whoever the president is, one way or the other, and maybe that's not.
But when was the last time you were ever, when were you ever comfortable with the president?
Well,
and all the time I've known you, you're an anarchist, and you don't like whoever is in the office.
I like George Bush, the father, the first term.
Yeah, that, do you know how long ago that was? That was
that's in my mind how long it's been since we had a really good leader, an inspirational leader. And I do think that that setting the tone for how we feel about ourselves and the country, I think we felt good when Reagan was president about ourselves and about
Americans.
When Clinton was president, I think we felt pretty good about things as well, generally speaking. Go ahead.
There was so many correlations between Reagan and Trump with the way he was treated in the media. He was treated like Trump was. It's just the media cycle wasn't as big.
I think it was more, there's a lot of truth to that, I think. The amount of media, news media that we have.
It's changed.
And now has brought this to, the surface. And what are we
doing?
I'm
no fan of Reagan, but I think he was a hell of a lot more presidential than Trump ever was.
Well, I don't disagree with that either. One of the things, though, to cap this at an analysis.
And whenever you'd like to talk about accomplishments, I'm here for you.
Maybe I might agree with Victoria. I think that's not the job of this program. Let you talk about it on your local show in L.A. and let the other.
Oh, no, but you asked a question. I've got the answer whenever you're ready.
But then I thought better of it, because I think Victoria does present, although there's a danger to that attitude, especially when it comes to younger people or people who are not as tied in as we are. We watch this. It's kind of part of what we do. And there are our friends who are aware and alert, and they're knowledgeable. But the average person, let's face it, isn't that tuned in, isn't that turned on by the process, isn't that knowledgeable, never mind about the process. We don't even teach how the country works anymore.
I don't know.
And who's making a big noise about that? We don't
know.
How
I feel
this
like people.
Works.
I feel like people are very tuned in to this.
Your friends are, yes, and people know.
No, but I mean,
we
read a lot. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people have strong feelings. Going back to the feelings, I think a lot of people have strong feelings about what's important to them in this election.
No question. But is the average person in Baltimore has tuned into this as we are, or wherever? Pick a city, any place. Go to Des Moines. I think that there are a lot of people worried about their own survival. Can they tie that to the presidency? Maybe they can, and who they vote for. I'm going to vote for Mike Lindell. He actually thought about running for president.
He was going to run for Senate, and he should.
The Senate,
frankly.
That's right.
I mean, for the House. Not Senate. It was the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
It would be fun to see him do that.
He didn't. But he's got a lot of attention. People all over the country know who Mike Lindell is. And for those of you who don't know who Mike Lindell is, he's the founder of MyPillow, the place where you can get the most comfortable pillows you'll ever own. And, in fact, a whole lot of other things. Right now, there's a special. Mike has these Giza sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Well, that's the same as every product there is at MyPillow. So nothing special about that. There's something special about the whole deal. So Giza sheets, the MyPillows. MyPillow's on sale right now, too. It's sale of the year. Matter of fact, for the elegant MyPillows, the Standard and the Queen, normally about $70. Now they're about $25 with the promo code DJV. Same thing with the king-size pillow. So you got pillows, you've got the sheets, special deals. Imagine getting two sets of sheets for the price of one. You can do it. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV when you're checking out. That's MyPillow.com. And by the way, there's a book that Mike has written about himself and his experiences. He had quite the life. You would probably not wish his life on you, but he tells you the story. You can get that when you buy your pillows, your sheets, and the whole deal. Towels, too. MyPillow.com. Make sure use the promo code DJV, 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Better Let It Go. This is my favorite.
Really? All right, you talk about Nelly then. St. Louis rapper Nelly. You want to talk about him or not?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. And he's really smart because not only does he like to go around and do his music standalone in concerts, but lately he's been traveling with Florida Georgia Line, and they do like these, well, back in the good old days when they used to do concerts. They would do these big old, like, stadium tours. So it would be kind of like a double feature with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly, and that was a lot of fun. And you brought in all kinds of different music bands into one place that maybe wouldn't normally crisscross. So, I don't know.
Makes
I like
jump,
Nelly.
Jump.
Totally.
All right, so the reason that we are talking about this rapper named Nelly, he's from St. Louis. 20 years ago, he did a solo album called Country Grammar.
God, 20 years, I'm so old.
To mark the anniversary, he's collaborating with Budweiser. St. Louis is the home of Budweiser. There's a line of limited edition Tall Boys. What's a tall boy? Can of beer?
Big can of beer, yeah.
Wait a minute, old boy. I don't drink. I've seen a lot of it in my life, but I don't know that. I figured it out on my own.
Tall Boys, a bigger can of beer.
Got that. Yeah, got it. All right. So each 25-ounce can is going to feature Nelly front and center on a new red and white label. Includes references to the Cardinals.
We won't hold that against them.
What, the Cardinals?
Yeah. He's a big fan.
And Nelly's record label, Dirty Entertainment.
Oh, boy.
How you pronounce it?
I know, right?
Says the whitest guy on the
I know.
Planet.
Oh, my God.
All right, you two.
I'm blinded by your whiteness right now.
Blinded
I need some
by
sunglasses.
My wife.
Yes.
All right, so you tell the story then. At least I got the info in there about the Budweiser can and what's
Special
on
can.
It.
Well, Nelly used to have pimp juice, so I think this is pretty
also something that Doug used to drink, I'm sure.
All the time.
What's pimp juice? That helped
was,
you make...
It was an energy that? Drink that he used to make a long time ago. Didn't go so well, but you know.
No, can't imagine why.
Well, for
he's also on Dancing with the Stars.
I was going to say, right now he's super relevant because he's climbing the leaderboard on Dancing with the Stars. And I would say he's probably the most surprising contestant this season. It's a really close season. Everyone's right at the top together. And Nelly just keeps getting better. And it's really fun to watch him sort of, you know, break out of his normal genre, which is...
And
rap and then kind of country rap. Yeah.
He doesn't do, because here's the thing, like when you have like one of the Backstreet Boys, like AJ from Backstreet Boys is on Dancing with the Stars, he had a ton of choreography that he used to do with the Backstreet Boys, which I always feel like gives people a little bit of a leg up because they're used to it. But Nelly was never choreographed. Nelly was always just kind of, I mean, he would kind of like dance around a little bit, but it was never like the choreography that you'd see when the Backstreet Boys would perform.
Yeah.
So in the seasons that I've watched Dancing with the Stars, typically when you bring people in from either the hip hop or the rap world, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's like machismo, I don't know what it is, but they never want to play. Like Master P used to just sit like in a chair and people would dance around him.
Like, Master P?
He's a rapper.
He's a rapper. Master. That was on Dancing with the Stars. So the fact that Nelly's like really engaged makes
into
me
it.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cute. It's very sweet.
All right, then I'm going to start my own rapper. I'm going to be Master D. How's that?
You are. I think, so there's already a Dougie Fresh, so, yeah, Master D. Sure.
Master D, right. So we could, let's see. I actually did a rap song once. With, I did.
I heard it. It's horrendous.
Yeah. Where is it? See if we can find it.
Oh, God.
Will you, Phil? Something with actually Roberta and I did it, but I think
it may have just exploded on its own. It was so bad.
No, what do you mean it was bad? I thought it was clever.
It was terrible.
On the spot, at right
because
on the moment,
the whitest man ever would think that.
We call it freestyle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to apologize for being a white man.
I didn't say to apologize.
I know. No, I know you didn't. I just don't have a lot of the same, energy in me. The same gene. Huh? All right, 28 past the hour. That's the Nelly. You got a lot of time out of us today.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. 82.87.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI says Iran and Russia are behind a string of threatening violence to voters in key battleground states under the ruse of Proud Boys. Russian leader Vladimir Putin says Russia is only an onlooker. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells Americans they're on the job.
You should be confident that your vote counts. Early, unverified claims to the contrary should be viewed with a healthy dose of skepticism. The men and women of the FBI remain committed to protecting the American people, our democracy, and the integrity of our elections. We are not going to let our guard down.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is the primary agency responsible for investigating malicious cyber activity against election infrastructure, malign foreign influence operations, and election-related crimes like voter fraud and voter suppression or intimidation. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, toilets are now under fire. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing, with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Department of Justice, along with 11 state attorney generals on Tuesday, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop Google from unlawfully maintaining monopolies through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices in the search and search advertising markets and to remedy the competitive harms. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News, "Big tech is bigger influence on our daily lives than most think."
I think it's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today's 34 after the hour here on the Tuesday.
Wait a minute. No, today's Wednesday.
No, today's Thursday.
Good heavens. I'm going to lose track of a couple of days pretty easy.
I feel like it's Friday already.
Time, man.
Yeah.
Hey, well, it seems like it was just Friday.
Friday Eve, so it's okay. Yeah.
Friday evening. Happy Friday evening. All right, so it's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The movie theaters are beginning to show some signs of life, Victoria. Many of them around the country that have been closed, almost boarded up, although the smaller venues in some cities have been doing okay. They've stayed alive and stayed open. So what's AMC? They're the largest theater chain. What are they doing?
Well, this is good news for people who have been anxious to get back to the theaters. AMC is finally opening. They plan to reopen hundreds of their theaters across the country by the end of this month. So they're going to start with a dozen locations in New York State this week. And it's going to be at limited capacity in the state of New York, 25% capacity, no more than 50 people at a time. That's how it's going to begin in New York. New York's numbers in terms of COVID are actually still pretty good. They've had those, you know, certain areas of hotspots, but other than that, The whole state of New York has actually been doing really well. So Governor Cuomo said he felt, you know, confident that they could move forward with opening up the theaters. As we know, of course, you know, movie theaters have just taken such a big hit. And AMC has basically said that unless something really turns around now, they, by the end of the year, they could totally run out of money. So hopefully by having the theaters back open by the end of this month, which was basically the end of this week and next week, hopefully they'll be able to get back some of that, you know, some of that money that they've lost with, just like you said, being boarded up. So they're going to reopen 530 of the 600 movie theaters in total. I would guess, I don't think that theaters are open in New Jersey yet where I am. So maybe the rest of that, maybe those other 70 theaters are probably, I'm guessing, between California and New Jersey are probably the ones that are still closed. But
yeah, California's not open.
Yeah, and New Jersey's we're in a bad place here with the spikes of COVID, so I don't think theaters are going to open up anytime soon. But of course, the big question remains: will Wonder Woman 1984, will it still open on Christmas Day? Right now, it's still on the still on the schedule.
Yeah.
So, and AMC is really, they basically are, you know, there was a report in Variety where a lot of the movie theater chains are saying they're really counting on Wonder Woman.
They're banking on it. Yeah, because AMC is getting ready to go out of business. And I hope this is across the country because I hate to be uber local, but I would imagine it is since there are so many closures where I live in California. But this week I actually heard about the coolest thing, and it's worth looking into if you're like itching to get back to the movies. And I think it was AMC that was the chain that was promoting it. You can actually rent out a theater. This is how
$99
for 20 people, and you can pick whether you want like a new movie, an old movie. I mean, that I think is really a cool way to get people back into the habit of going to the theater.
And it's safe too. If you stick with your people that you know and trust, and you're not with strangers, I think that it's a really fun way to get back, you know, to get some business going and to get some people out of the house and back to some semblance of normal life, which would be great.
The long-awaited Legally Blonde 3 has a new release date, sort of piggybacking on the opening of these theaters. They're not going to release it until 2022. Remember back?
It's been filmed yet.
No, it hasn't. Nuh-uh. No, they haven't put it. The idea came, I think, up last year to revise it. Reese Witherspoon, who had the lead role, right, and then 2001.
Yeah.
And that's what is it? I'm thinking that's the role that made her. Maybe not. Maybe there are other things. But
it definitely put her on. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, that's such an iconic pop culture movie. Everybody, you know, I think that there's a huge span of women, especially, who just, you know, will quote Elle Woods. Or, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where
what's something she would say?
Oh my God, there are a million one-liners in that movie. It was so well written and it was so cute. And when she goes to Harvard Law, and there are a million lines in it that are just so great and iconic. So they have the whole cast back. The only one that's questionable is Selma Blair because she has MS now.
Yeah.
And so she has not been doing that well. So I don't know if they're going to try to find a small part for her just so she can participate. But I think Luke Wilson will be back. And Holland Taylor, I think, will be back. Jennifer Coolidge. It's an amazing cast. So I think everyone's
there was a Broadway musical, Legally Blonde, right?
Seen it, yeah, a few times.
And there was a direct to DVD spinoff, or was it a sequel? How many stories can you tell?
There was Legally Blonde 2. And then I don't know what the DVD spinoff is, but then it was also the Broadway musical. Like Jen said, she saw it a few times. I didn't see it, but I know a ton of
really
people who did. They loved it.
Yeah.
So, it's a franchise.
Kind of
it's very powerful.
A 20-year reunion on Tuesday night at MGM, right?
Yeah, the cast did a Zoom. Yeah, they did a Zoom reunion. It was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other actors in the news, Anthony Hopkins. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, now is your chance to smell just like Anthony Hopkins. He's 82 years old. Among his achievements, he's won an Oscar. I'm not sure that people think about him as much now as they might have, and I'm sure not people many thinking about him.
Well, obviously he's a smell
fragrance
icon.
Yes, right.
Or a smell icon.
So it's the AH Eau de Perfume. Cost $75. There's also a home fragrance collection. The money's going to No Kid Hungry. Sir Anthony says, quote, aromas are a form of meditation. I can find
What do we
that.
Think he smells like? And because he's into meditation now, I've added patchouli into the mix. But I was thinking like cedar wood to begin with. Is that
really?
What do you think of him?
The scents that he's describing in this actually they sound really wonderful.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
So it's bergamot and musk and orange blossom, and then the candles and the diffusers, I guess, come in sandalwood, amber, gardenia. It's going to be a mix of, I don't know that it's going to be all that patchouli-ish, but I think it sounds like it's going to be more citrusy.
Meditation.
Well, no, and it's funny because I watched his video where he's very big on Instagram now, which you wouldn't think, but he is. And so he's got a couple million followers, and he's in a Hawaiian shirt in front of a Buddha with incense blowing around as he's announcing the fragrance. So that's why I was kind of laughing when he said that.
He said the fragrance creates a mood of peace, invokes a strange sense of gratitude. He's very much into spiritual stuff, has been for most of his career, I think, as a matter of fact. When I was a child, he said, we had an orange tree in my aunt's garden. It had a big impact on me. I love the smell. That's it. Orange do have, there's a citrus, you're right.
Oh, orange blossom citrus. Is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough to have a lot of orange trees on my property. And in the spring, when it starts to just warm up a little bit and it starts to give that breeze at night, that smell is so incredible. I wish I could bottle it up and just keep it because it is.
He bottled it
for you.
I know.
The place I was in Venice last year, a lot of lemon trees were the same kind of thing. Great fragrance.
Can you walk to your tree and just pick oranges?
Yeah.
When they're ripe? Wow.
Yeah, I did that with lemons.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not only I have a bunch. I have like juicing oranges. I have eating oranges. I have tangerines.
I have avocado trees.
And I have avocados. Oh, I am a typical California farmer.
If that wasn't enough to encourage you to go to Jennifer's neighborhood, she has an IKEA store right down the street.
I do.
Wow. And now IKEA says it's going to buy back furniture that you're not using anymore. They know at IKEA they played a large part in polluting our planet, making products that people toss into a landfill after just using them a year or two. So they have made an effort to right those wrongs. What do we think about this idea, Lee? Some of the steps they've taken include switching their packaging to biodegradable material made of mushrooms. Rolling out rugs made by Syrian refugees and building giant bath toys to clean up plastic pollution in the River Thames in London, this is about sustainability, so they say. Apparently, I didn't realize IKEA was actually the largest furniture company in the world, and that they now say, did they used to buy some furniture back again?
No, this is new. I've been, in and out of IKEA forever, and this is a new thing. But I think it's great because I've had to get rid of furniture when you move or if something doesn't work in the new, in the new place, and then you're left with a bookshelf or whatever, and it's perfectly good, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you can't give it away to someone, now IKEA will actually buy it back from you and sell it as a second hand section of the store. I think this is great. I'm totally in support of this.
Well, it's hard to argue against it, frankly, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it when they buy it back? When they get it back, then what do they do with it?
They resell it as secondhand.
Oh, they do?
In the store, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's right, yeah. All right, so there you go. Here's an interesting anecdotal, add-on to what's selling in the IKEA store. Best online, the e-commerce platform Shopify, I didn't know there was a Shopify, has released a list of top trending products selling online. Want to take a guess at what some of them are, ladies?
Top selling products online?
During the pandemic,
Toilet paper.
No, you'd be surprised. It's not, actually.
Yeah. No, it isn't. It's not even in the top 12. Okay, here they are.
Clorox wipes. Go ahead.
Nope. Number 12. Laptop skins.
Skins for your laptop? You're not going anywhere.
Covers.
What do you need them for?
Covers for your laptop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 11, board games. We're headed to number 1, folks. This is the countdown extra.
That was big. Puzzles,
number 10, rugs. And see that. I love rugs. I have really nice rugs. I don't know why it is that
that's
I like
part
rugs.
Of...
I like rugs. Why yeah. are you laughing?
I thought you got the implants.
No. Number nine, kitchen. Joe Biden stepped right up to the plate. Kitchen and dining room furniture, number nine. Jigsaw puzzles. These are all things, according to Spotify,
huge.
Being bought online. Let's see here. Number seven, kayak accessories.
Huh? That's a strange one. But it does, like, people, you know, redid their houses. So the rugs and kitchen and dining room furniture, all that makes sense. But I guess this kind of speaks to the outdoor adventures that people are taking, where you can be safe out on the water. So that, I guess it sounds strange, but it makes sense.
All right. Yoga and Pilates mats. Are they one and the same? Can you use the same mat for Pilates?
For people to take a nap on, because clearly no one was exercising during quarantine.
No, apparently not. Number five, blankets. Number four, water bottles. I'm trying to find a slim water bottle that I can put in the little tray on the side of the door in my car and in the truck. I don't. Is there such a thing?
As most yes. Hang on for a few days.
Yeah, I was going to say. Just wait. You've got a birthday coming up.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Number three, exercise brands. Number two, nail polish. Wow.
Yeah.
Number one.
Manicures on.
Yep.
The best item selling online right now is peel-off face mask.
Yep. Self-care. That category. Yep. All of that. Beauty. Yeah. It's not surprising that beauty takes the top two spots, which makes me feel a little less.
Are you talking about them in your podcast, Beauty Pop?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, at the time when my friend and I launched the podcast, we were like, are we dumb to talk about beauty during the pandemic? But apparently not, because it's the top two items that people are buying. So, yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of podcasts, our download at the DJV show has a focus on panic buying, stores stocking up, mason jars being in demand, shortages of beef, and why are jewelry sales booming? You get the answers and the insight into all of that. We're listening to the latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your other podcasts. Speaking, we were just talking about the exercise band being number three. Exercise, very important. When you're on a diet, supporting your body, very important. Giving it the right nutrition. That's what happens with Calitrin. You get the right nutrition without any drugs in order to lead you down the path of losing that weight that you want to lose. And Calitrin is so wonderful there. It's just, excuse me, a pleasure to do business with these folks because they're always interested in how you are doing. You can stay in touch with your progress. Your own personal Calitrin consultant will post with you, post your results, talk to you, help you. There are all kinds of resources that you can link to on the website toploss.com. So let's see if we can't get you motivated to do this. It's in your own best interest. You don't want to die of a stroke or a heart attack or something way before your time. So let's get to toploss.com. Let's use the discount code DJV at checkout so you don't have to pay for shipping. You can buy three of these items. Let's see. The Calitrin, yeah, that's the main product, so that's what they want you to start with. And then you can get three more of them free, so you have a six-month experience, or you can get the Belly Buster or two or three other products that they have that will help you look better, feel better, and be better. The healthy, that's right, healthy, natural way with no stimulants, no drugs. Calitrin has become America's number one choice for healthy, healthy, healthy weight loss. Check it out at toploss.com. Get on the program and stay there. Pretty easy to do that. Toploss.com, discount code DJV at checkout.
At Bit 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tech Talk time here. Yes, it is 53 after the hour. That's the time. Doesn't take too much technology to know what time it is, but it does take a lot of expertise to know what's going on that will affect you. That's Victoria Keelan's job here on the DJV program. Prime has a new offer. So what is it?
Well, it's a good thing for people who want their groceries delivered. Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods store across the country. That is 487 stores in the U.S. And so this is an expansion of Whole Foods' existing pickup service, but now they're combining it with Amazon Prime. So originally, Whole Foods pickup was only available at certain stores, and now this is they've been ramping up and testing in different markets. It's going really well, and so now all orders that cost more than $35, which is very easy to do at Whole Foods,
$350 is easy to do at Whole Foods.
Whole paycheck, yep, that's why it's called that. If you're more than $35, you are eligible for free delivery and one hour pickup, I should say. And so thousands of items, fresh produce, meat and seafood, other staples, everything in the store is available for pickup. And so as we know, curbside pickup has been very popular during the quarantine. And so Amazon says that they expect that trend to continue even after the pandemic has passed, which is kind of interesting. They have been doing a lot of research on this, and they cited a couple studies that found that almost 68% of people say they plan to continue using curbside pickup in the future after the pandemic. 68%. That's a big number, but it just shows how people have become so, so comfortable shopping for their groceries online. Mm-hmm. And back in April, they went from 80 to 150 stores that offered the curbside pickup. And so, as we know, Target also does this now. But Target and Walmart are both the competition. However, they have so many more stores. Target has 1,500 stores, mm-hmm. and Walmart has 4,700 stores.
Quality of the food isn't as good as it used to be at Whole Foods, but it's a lot better than what you get at Target.
Yeah. The only thing is, though, I don't know about you. If I'm shopping for produce, I like to do it myself. I like to pick my own produce.
Well, I was going to ask you, what happens if they deliver something like the strawberries that you get from Driscoll? Half the time, mm-hmm. the bottom layer is rotten, has that white fuzz on it. So you open the container, do you send it back? I mean, you can see that stuff when you go to the store to do your shopping, but you can't see it. There's some guy just go around picking up your order. He's not going to look on the bottom to see if it's rotten or not.
Right, and that is the risk that you take with it. Yeah. But at least it's not delivery. It is pickup, so you can go through everything while you're there still. But then it also, to me, kind of defeats the purpose of pickup.
I was going to say. Yeah,
you know, I don't know. But look, if they think 68% of people are going to continue to do curbside pickup for groceries, then obviously this is why they're ramping up their business because they need
done
to
research.
Compete.
Done research, right. Google Assistant is now able to help you identify songs. Let's hear that story.
The Geek Out.
Identifying a song you're listening to, but you can't remember the name of, or you're new to it, and you just want to know what it is, has been simplified in recent past with online real-time music ID platforms like Shazam. You know, you hold your smartphone up to the music, and pow, there's the title and the artist. It's great. But last week, Google took this to a whole new level with Google Assistant. Now, you don't even need the actual song. You just say, Google, what's that song? And then you hum some bars, or you sing some of the lyrics, or whistle the tune, and Google will shoot back some results. The feature is rolling out now for anybody using Google Assistant on Android or an iPhone with the Google app. We've tweeted all the details over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Welcome back to the world of Shazam there, Google. They're only, 10 years behind the times or more?
Right.
Good luck to them.
If Doug knows that, then they're really behind.
Right. All right, here's the story on Signify. What company is this?
Well, Signify is the parent company of Philips Hue, H-U-E, and of course, those are the light bulbs and all of those products that Philips
products.
Makes. Yep, lots of power products. Well, they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with 6 outdoor lights. So if you have Philips Hue outdoor lights, make sure that you check this right away because you can get electrocuted, essentially. So Lily XL, Cala Large, Econic Pedestal Lights, and Impress, those are the brand names, and they shipped between 2018 and 2020. So just make sure. This is 21,000 defective units. Go onto the Philips Hue site and make sure that you're not
It's not even a Chinese company either. It's I think, Belgian.
Sure, it's made in China, though.
That could be. That's the problem. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.